To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I've noticed this. So he does this with you as well. And because you guys trade barbs, it seems like, on the daily. And so then you turn around and the next open, it's like, Nick didn't speak right today. Here it is. And so we need to clarify, the opens aren't just, it's not just your amusement park for your own enjoyment to go ahead and bring in audio to the equation that just makes us seem stupid. Or maybe it is.
I don't know. I was going to say,
maybe that's exactly what that is.
It's your place to speak. And I don't know. I mean,
you know, like how at golf courses, they do like a groundskeeper revenge day where it's the groundskeepers, they get to put like the pins in nasty locations where the golfers will obviously struggle and they make it really hard. And it's like their one day to kind of seek revenge on the golfer. This is Mac's version of that.
Man, both the people in that scenario are huge nerds. Like, oh, I'm going to get you guys back, you golfers. I'm making him sound like
that?
A Scooby-Doo villain. But the point is,
Dylan Gabriel.
I didn't see over the line there. Bench Wyatt Teller. He picked up Shador Sanders. Nah. Zoe, go to TikTok.
There's another world that exists where you're a big lawn guy, and you are such a big lawn guy that you end up becoming a groundskeeper for a golf course.
Groundskeeper Nick.
Yes, groundskeeper Nick. And you take great pride in the lawn. You take great pride in the area of just trying to make sure that everything is right. The horticulturist that you'd become, and then you really lean into it.
I think the only thing about this is the whole thing about being Nick Wilson is, very few things are precious to me. So just be weird of like what's precious to me is, I'm very precious about this show. I care greatly that this show is very good. I care tremendously about my family and my cabin boys, right? My family. I care a lot about sports, but mostly I think people in it are ridiculous. So like there aren't a lot of things that I'm like, we really gotta, it'd be weird if I was like an irreverent person, but the one of like five things I cared about was lawn.
Well, what do you mean? It's just taking pride in your work is all it is. It's the same thing as what we do here and taking pride in the show.
I don't know.
They graduate with degrees in that field to then go ahead and, I don't know, it takes a lot of work to make sure that those golf courses look nice.
Well, I think that's the point. I can't imagine a universe in where I'd care that much about grass. That kind of grass. Not in college.
Okay. All right. Established. Is it because the grass just grows back? Is that the problem you have with it?
Yeah,
because
I'll just be like, we duffed that one. We'll get it back in a week.
That's how we look at segments, right? Yeah. I've really let that segment get away from us. I guess we got another one coming up.
Yeah. You just keep it in the... No, it's not the same thing. I think it's a bad
Why?
Analogy.
Ours die on the vine the same way that theirs does, too. We do a show. It's gone. It's over. It's done.
You're selling this analogy. I just don't think it works.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of you and your anti-grass take.
I'm not anti-grass, thank you very much. I just think, like, I couldn't see myself being like... See what Mr. Simmons did on 9? Damn it! I didn't fix a divot! Everybody knows you fix it! I couldn't go Larry David about a divot.
I don't think you have to go Larry David on it.
Hey, the groundskeeper's assistant. I cut the green on a two. Everybody in the whole damn world in America knows it's a one. What are we doing here? I can't.
I think you're
like what? Like what? There's a lot of reference that you're missing here. About because I don't think whatever they get pissed about, I could get pissed about.
I don't know. I get, but it's deeper than just a divot. I'm sure. It's deeper than that.
Divot feels like the C word of that.
But pitch marks is probably the big problem for being honest about it.
And now you're going to get me the difference between divots and pitch marks.
There's a difference. No, the pitch mark is what happens
Johnny
on
Greens
the green.
Keeper.
Pitch mark is what happens on the green. The divot is what happens off the green.
I think you're projecting now. Now I think I figured it out. You want to be Johnny Greenskeeper because you're.
I think that might be the case. Like, there might be a secret world out there where I wanted to become Johnny Greenskeeper. Yeah. I didn't know it because I didn't love golf the way that I do until, you know, 6 years or so ago, 5 years or so ago. there's an alternate world where I'm Johnny Greenskeeper.
You go up to the cart girls, take a long drag of a cigarette. You see that fairway? I did that. Here's my business card.
It's just a surprise. Out of all the jobs, I feel like you give like great reverence to a lot of the jobs out there, and you're always like, "Oh, what? They have it hard, and they do this." You did like a 5-minute thing about school teachers the other day, and it's like you're constantly like, "Oh, they have it hard. They have it hard." Greenskeepers, you're just like, "Oh, these jamokes."
No, these idiots. That you're applying meaning. I'm not jamoking.
I just think it's nice that they have pride in what they do. Pride in what they do is a cool
Their
thing.
Their job is difficult, more difficult than my job.
Okay, good. As long as we establish that.
I just can't see a world in which I'm like, green's looking rough today. Gonna have to go get squeegee some of that water off.
I don't know what's about the lows. I think it's more about the highs of like when you really make everything look nice and you really have everything
you
set up like
there
it's like
it's there, like it's there for the US Open. Like, the course owner comes up and is like, "We got the best greenways in America."
I'm going to send you clips.
They're like one single tier
of them getting ready for the U.S. Open this last year, and it's just the fleet of people in their lawnmowers getting it all ready. And it's going to scream America is what it's going to scream, and I think you're going to have appreciation for the greenskeepers of America.
I have appreciation. That's
what I think is going to happen.
You're just not listening to the point that I'm having. I could never care that much about that thing. To do that job and to be excellent at it.
And that's where the misread happened.
Great.
No, I got it. It's a misread. I thought you liked lawn more than you like lawn, apparently.
No. I like cutting country grass on my tractor while drinking a beer. That's what I like.
I think you could translate that to the golf course easily if you wanted to.
The minutia of it?
This is the alternate version of you.
Edging tool.
You're an alcoholic and you get up at 5 in the morning to go ahead and cut the greens. That's the alternate version of you.
I'm going to share it with you. It's not about the mowing. It might be about the beer. Actually, that's not true. I do find it be very peaceful to be
imagine
on a mower.
Tanked at like 9:30 in the morning
I have lived that life
trying to cut grass out there, and you can
also
do it.
Don't have to imagine.
You can do it. Again, this could be your every day.
This
alternate world.
It's
of
called
you.
The carryover from the night before.
See, like an alternate world where you don't have kids, you don't have a wife, you don't have any responsibilities.
But
and
all
you're
I
just,
got is my grass.
You got your grass. You're just this drunk greenskeeper that one day a year you get to put your revenge out there. But this version of you is too lazy to do that anyway, so.
Any of the versions are.
Yeah, this version doesn't even care about that.
I couldn't commit to like a 4-year degree.
You turn into your musical age from Spotify.
Oh, that was low blow.
That's not low blow.
By the way.
Spotify says you're a 77-year-old.
A 72-year-old. Don't give me 5 years there. I'd like you to know, by the way, the Cabin Boys got 68 and 70.
Yeah, Spotify says you're Bill Belichick.
Does that mean Vanessa's my Jordan Hudson?
Tell me what Spotify said her age is. I don't know.
Her age is like 56. It's not great, guys. My 12-year-old Spotify age was 30.
That was my age, too.
My 15-year-old.
Same age as your 12-year-old.
Stay away from her, Jonathan.
Jesus. Well, that's out of pocket. We don't want to do today's show, do we? There's something about today. We don't want to do today's show, do
we? My 15-year-old's Spotify age is 42. Thank you very much. I think that might be the Deftones. We got Jake Murren doing the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel as well and doing producing. Matt Corrali! Get over here, lady. Let me see your northeastern Sensimilla. Did I take it too long there?
Yeah. By the end of it, by the time he leaves, it's going to be like you saying 50 words. All to lead with, let's save it till later.
So how big of a game is Sunday for Shador Sanders?
I think it's a pretty big game for Shador. I do. I think this is the type of game that Shador has to, he has to look good in this game. It doesn't mean he's going to lose his job if he doesn't look good, although that is on the table. But this Titans team, I can't speak to the degree of how bad this Titans team is. These are the games you have to look good. No excuses. You have to look good in this game.
What if it also ends up being
40 mile per hour winds. Yeah. I haven't checked with any of the weather people around. I don't know if it's still going to be 40 mile per hour winds.
We're going to put our senior nut meteorologist, Mac Robinson, on it. Mac,
what does AccuWeather say?
Yeah, let's get some wind chills and whatnot. Dew point. Can I get a dew point? I want a dew point real bad.
See, big grass guy.
Mac is slow.
He's not Al Roker. I don't know what you expected.
It's the NationalWeatherService.com.
Yeah, I'm working on it. All right.
You're working on it. How the hell are you working on it?
He's working on it.
JP probably already has it.
I do. I have it right here.
Yeah, 15 miles an hour. It's supposed to be 34 degrees and a little bit of snow there on Sunday.
They make you wait for it, those weather guys. They do. No, I agree. Yeah, this is one of those games where if he has a game where we come out and one half of people are saying, I thought he looked good, and the other half are saying, I thought he looked bad. I don't know that I honestly don't know what the announcement would be on Monday, whether he gets another start.
I'm hoping we have one of those games where at the end of it, the president once again tweets out, I told you so. That's kind of, I'm hoping for one of those type exclamation point games where it's unequivocal. He looked the part. He looked exactly what you wanted. But not only do you have to look better than Cam Ward, that is like the starting point. Look better than Cam Ward in the 1v2 matchup. But you have to.
1v145.
I told you guys in March of last year, Cam Ward versus Shador Sanders, Titans versus Browns would happen. And I guess I wasn't wrong about that, was I?
I was right, radio baby.
I guess I was not wrong about that one.
Points to Peter Lynn.
So here's the thing, though. This has got to be another level. We have to continue to see him look good every single week, but he has to understand. He can't go into this game thinking like he did last week, where I feel like it was almost like, the weather's bad. I'm not going to take shots, and I got 75 years to figure this out. No, you have to figure this out now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're talking about multiple touchdowns. I think we're talking about cracking 200 yards passing. I think it's that kind of thing you're looking for here. And again, like I keep hearing people talk about, the idea of, well, you got to look better each and every week. And it's like, that's not really how progress goes. Because the reality is every week in the NFL, especially at this part of the season, the variance between the best team you're going to face and the worst team you're going to face is significant. The Titans are the least talented team in the NFL. The Titans are the least motivated team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Your basic job here is just stay out of Jeffrey Simmons' way and make enough plays.
Well, and you're right to point out, I mean, even really good quarterbacks have dips of longer than the amazing thing. He's only been in this league for 2.5 games now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about because EPA per play is such a brought up thing. The my friends in Vegas love it. Obviously, they bring it up every chance they can get. And it's like, do you know who's fourth lowest in the previous 5 weeks? Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? There are definitely stretches that even perceived to be great quarterbacks go through just absolute lulls. Aaron Rodgers, everyone's like, oh, these 20-plus yard passes are so easy to complete. Aaron Rodgers hasn't completed a 20-plus yard pass in 5 weeks. It's been 5 weeks since he's done it, okay? You have really good quarterbacks that just go through these ups and these downs. But unfortunately for Shador, you don't get to have one of these 3, 4, 5 week stretches where you just don't play your best football. You have to be playing your best off the rip. This is how this works now with you.
216-474-0092. And Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How big of a game is Sunday for Shador Sanders? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We've got Joshua Perry, former Ohio State linebacker, and now with NBC Sports, we'll get into the Big Ten title game. We'll get into Ohio State's championship hopes as well, the coaching market as well. We got Chris Fedor coming up at 3:40. Cavs with a ugly loss, their 10th of the season. There seems to be a little bit of desperation setting in within just the messaging from the Cavs locker room and Kenny Atkinson. We'll get to that. Pete Futek coming up at 4:20 today. College football news, all of the conference title weekends and playoff machinations as well. QB Deadpool with Commissioner Jake Murren coming up at 6:20. Cash, love it!
Hate it!
At 6:30 today for his picks for the week. But how big of a game is Sunday for Shador Sanders? And we get into the idea of gaining and losing with Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It's funny because, you know, you write anything, you tweet anything about Shador, and unless it's 100% positive or 100% negative, somebody is going to take umbrage with it. And, you know, I've seen, you know, like specific to the crowd of, you've got to open up the game plan for Shador. And this, you know, now it's no longer enough that he wasn't playing. Now you've got to go ahead and every five plays have to be a 90-yard pass down the field. And it's like, guys, he is a rookie. And though I actually will say, even though I don't necessarily agree with everything they're doing, specifically the way they play called in the second half, I thought really did not help Shador at all. Mm-hmm. But in fairness, Shador also didn't take shots down the field. He didn't go ahead and make those plays, and he didn't make the easy plays that were around him. But, like, this is a game where when we say Shador's got to have his best game isn't just, one, he's got to bring back those 1 to 2 shots a quarter. But, you know, if Jerry Jeudy is open and there's a tight throw, you got to make at least one of those a quarter as well.
Yeah, I think they will. I think what happened in this last game is, I mean, they only had a handful of possessions in the second half, and it just, they didn't run enough plays. Ultimately, each drive was just 5 plays, 7 plays, 6 plays, and it wasn't enough plays within the drive to actually see him try to facilitate an offense. And so I would imagine
I would actually real quick disagree with you on that, because there were plays on the field.
No. I mean the number of plays, the actual number of plays, like in the drives that they had, there was like it was 5 plays in the drive, 7 plays in the drive, 6 plays in the drive. Like they didn't have any of these like 10, 11, 12 play drives. And so I'm just talking more about the more plays you have, the more opportunities, obviously, for shots.
Well, no, that's fair. But I would say, like, in that game, in that 49ers game, every game isn't the same, right? That's a better defense. As banged up as they are, that is a better defense and a better coached defense, better coached in general than what you've got against Tennessee. But, like, those would have been, it would have gone from a 5-play drive to a 10-play drive. If Shador had hit, I'm trying to think of the scene play.
I think that's where they got tight, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Like, I feel like, and this is also was what led to them going for it on that 4th and 1, is because on the 30, is because they weren't extending out these drives at all, and the plays were, the drives they were getting were 5 plays long, 6 plays long, and I really feel like that's why they went for it, because I think Stefanski didn't want to see another drive that ended with such few amount of plays, and how limiting that can be. And then I think ultimately then you got tight, and then before you know it, you blink and the game is over.
I don't know if this is a hot take. I don't know if it's a lukewarm take. I think it's something I'm going to throw out to you, though. There is a part of me, though, because this game looks like such an opportunity. KJ Winston's a nice football player. Obviously, Jeffrey Simmons. Anything anyone said about us wasting Myles Garrett, you can say what they're doing with Jeffrey Simmons, because he is one of the absolute best interior defensive linemen in the NFL, and it just, who knows, who cares, because of the organization
he's awesome.
He's
legitimately awesome.
And he's one of the concerns I have in this game for Shador, given Shador's proclivity to hold onto the ball too long. Those guys, especially a guy you're coaching to step up into the pocket more, well, what's the one thing that can negate all of that? Jeffrey Simmons. However, outside of those two players, this game sets up as the ultimate opportunity. But I think the Browns know that too. And so I don't know if this is a hot take, but there's a part of me that feels like Shador is playing for his ability to start the final 4 games on Sunday. And if he had a bad game or a step back or however you want to quantify it, if the Browns deem it not good enough, it wouldn't surprise me.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If it was somebody else starting the next week after that.
I want to touch on the nitty-gritty football stuff for a second, and then we can get to the big picture there. You mentioned Simmons. I think that's worthwhile and good to note. But, like, T'Vondre Sweat right next to him, like, the two of them have been having really, like, I joked yesterday about them not having many players, but it's the two of them. And, yeah. And like, where has Shador struggled when he actually ends up having the pocket collapse on him and it seems like things are going sideways? It happened, the same thing in the 49ers game. It's when you get pressure up the middle. Yeah. Ravens game, too, same thing. I think that's going to be a big key in this one. Is making sure that you're able to stop those two guys from actually getting after them and doing it up the middle. And so that's why we always talked about, we talk about the guard situation. We'll talk about it later on today. Like, it's such an important part of this game. All right, so how did you end that? I'm sorry.
Basically, I think if Shador doesn't have a game that they deem good enough, it wouldn't surprise me if they announced a different starter for the next game after that.
All right, who are we going to if that's the case then? Are we going to Dylan? Are we going to Deshaun? Or are we going to Bailey Zappe?
No earthly idea.
Okay, yeah, because that's where that's the hard part I have in this discussion is that, like, I don't know who you'd go off to and then be able to make the case that, like, you somehow are even putting up more of a worthwhile fight.
I mean, I think Kevin would go back to Dylan Gabriel if he could. I still don't think. It was clear as day in the San Francisco game. It's 1st and 20. Dylan has to come in for one game, and he throws the line. I've never been more pissed off about one single play that a backup has done in the history of football than that jabroni coming in on 1st and 20 and immediately stalling the offense with the dumbest throw.
I thought it was going to be picked.
That, by the way, that's a great point that I keep forgetting to make, is it was also a bad decision. However, I don't think Kevin views him that way.
No, I don't think he does either, and I would think Stefanski would want to get him back in. I don't disagree with the premise, though. The premise is that Shador has to look good this weekend. This is, unless we have crazy weather, which Al Roker in the box behind us says maybe it'll be all right, then I feel like...
Wait. Give him 5 minutes to get the National Weather Service up. He's looking at his phone. He's there. A space cadet. Jeez.
He's playing Pokemon Go over
Mac
there.
Mac is having like the Tennessee Titans of the last 15 minutes. Now he's looking at me like, yeah, you don't know what we're talking about because you weren't looking at the damn... Oh.
Now he gets really serious in his chair. Like, I got it. What's fun is if we refer to him as something that he isn't, his brain won't pop up to be like, they're calling to me. When I call him Al Roker in the box, mm-hmm. He just completely missed it.
Did I give it away by saying Mac? I shouldn't have said Mac.
Yeah, that's all right. But anyway.
I forgive you.
Unless there's crazy wins or crazy whatever, he's got to look good this weekend. Like, you're running out of time. This is you being a fifth-round pick. This is the luxury you don't get. You don't get to have the long leash that other first-round quarterbacks have to try to go through the ups and the downs. Like, Cam Ward gets to go through what has been a really horrendous rookie season. And he'll get to go through this season, and he'll probably get to go through next season with a new head coach, and he's going to have a chance to figure it out because he was taken number one overall. You don't get that same benefit, Shador, and you know that. And that's why last week being timid was such a surprise to me, because that's not in your game. It's not what you do, and it shouldn't be the approach you take. That's why I thought it was important that on Wednesday he not only acknowledged that, but you could tell was insistent that you won't see that type of version of him on Sunday.
Yeah, and I also think like there has to be some part of Kevin Stefanski that still just doesn't buy into Shador. Maybe working hand to hand these last 2 weeks. I do wonder if getting to see the commitment that Shador's put in there, I do wonder if that's earned a little bit of love.
He did accidentally say he was outstanding.
I think he meant that for Deshaun Watson.
Freudian slip.
I still think we're early enough into this that I still think there's a heavy preference for Dylan Gabriel, and I still wouldn't be surprised if there's an element of Kevin who internally would like to say, I was right. You can't do it publicly because...
I hate this for Kevin. If that's true, I hate that for him. Because getting it right and being right should all be just, let's get Shador to be the guy. But it's not. If he doesn't believe that, he knows. He knows how the world views this quarterback competition. They view it as Dylan was your guy, Shador isn't your guy. And there's no going to be erasing that. So I don't disagree. Like, in the back of his mind, I think he would take some sense of, okay, I told you guys, like Mary Kay in that clip, referencing how it's like, well, he's beaten to the time of being able to even see the field. It's like, that's what Stefanski will tell you if he makes that move.
Elton in Garfield, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
I want to know, I got to just get this off right quick. Why are we giving Shador a shorter lease than what we endured 6 games of Gabriel horrible play, and like you stated, that's Kevin Pick. He looks bad in practice, he looks bad in game. At least when Sanders out there, we feel like we can move the ball. If Kevin has that feeling, then he doesn't need to be a coach, flat out. Gabriel is a horrible, horrible – he shouldn't even been drafted. I don't even know what – that's what Kevin looked at and identified and said, this is the guy I want. That's a problem right there in itself.
So, one, you're not – we're definitely not going to argue with you on this one. I would rather have seen Shador for 6 games and Dylan for 3 games.
For sure.
I thought it was interesting. Jeremy Fowler, I can't remember what he was on, but basically the other day – and it's interesting because I've wanted to say it, but – I've already piled enough on Dylan, but he was like, I don't even know the kid's a long-term backup in the NFL.
I don't know why people think that's just an assumption. Nothing in 6 games that he showed me that says that he is a long-term backup.
Is it just that he can't start, so he must be a backup? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
He's unplayable and is a starter, so that means he's a backup, or he just doesn't belong in the NFL.
I mean, I almost lost my mind when Brugler was trying to compare Mendoza to basically just a more athletic version of Dylan Gabriel today.
We got to talk to our guy,
Dane. People loved Dylan Gabriel in college. They just didn't love his height. The same thing we didn't love. And there's a reason why none of this translates.
216-474-0092. How big of a game is Sunday for Shador Sanders? And when we come back, the name game in NFL circles continues. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman eyeing another playoff run after the first signing day of the cycle there. They did very well there, too. And he was asked about the rumors he could be in the running to be the Giants head coach when he joined the New York Post podcast.
The gratitude you have for one even being mentioned by an organization like that, you know, I got a lot of respect for all NFL teams, but you know, the history of the Giants is tremendous. But it's gratitude for me. It reminds me of the honor that I have to be in the position I have, you know, and I've said that before. I use that to remind myself of the gratitude that I have for this position, because you wouldn't have said that statement if I didn't have this job and we weren't having success.
So there's a few things here. Schefter also put him on the list of, you know, there's no it guy this offseason, but he thinks Marcus Freeman could be it.
Okay.
There's a big part of me that thinks His agent's just trying to get him the money that Brian Kelly left on the table when Marcus Freeman first got the gig. But is Marcus Freeman to the Giants a smart hire?
So, first off, that was a I'm happy to be nominated type speech if I've ever heard one. So that was really interesting. So what he should do, though, is obviously you play out the leverage. You're not going to the Giants. That's not something I wouldn't leave that job if I was Marcus Freeman at that point for the Giants. But I would leave it for the Steelers. And so, like, if the Steelers job opened up and the job security attached to the Steelers job, that would be the move, and I would wait. I would wait, if I was Marcus Freeman, for that one to appear. And that one might not even be this offseason. That one might have to be next offseason.
The only job I'm leaving for if I'm Marcus Freeman. Because, again, you're just sitting in such a good position there, having Notre Dame in the playoffs. It wouldn't surprise me if Notre Dame ends up in it, but wins the national championship. This feels like a wide-open year unless Ohio State or Indiana can just – unless they really are just that better, much better than everybody else. I think it's more even keel on the field. But I would only leave for a proven quarterback. I would leave for an Allen, a Mahomes, a Lamar, that kind of thing.
What makes it nice is – and this, why the Steelers are in my list here is because the Steelers just don't fire coaches. Yeah. So, like, you have that job, and you're guaranteed – that's the only job in the NFL you can go to where you're like, I got at least a 10-year runway to start because the Rooney family just will not fire you. So, like, that's the only reason why I'd lean towards that. I don't – as of right now, I don't know if, like, if Cincinnati opened up and Joe Burrow's there, that would be another job. We can play in that type of scenario. Your premise is right in the idea that you have to have a Ben Johnson to the Bears type setup, though. It's got to be a quarterback that either you really strongly believe in or people as recently as a year ago really strongly believed in order to make that move. But you're leaving at a high. That's the beautiful thing. You leave Notre Dame on a high, and then it's so much easier to come back to the college game. If you leave once it starts to seem like it's slipping, and it will eventually, then you run the risk of people just thinking you're not very good at this whole thing. Omaha! All right, ESPN came out with 5 trades involving Giannis that could actually happen. The problem with the Giannis conversation is too many people, the way the aprons have been set up and the way the rules have been set up, it's almost impossible to be able to, like, really find real trades that actually work. ESPN, I give them credit. They did the work on this one. Smart people at ESPN got trades that actually work. So I'm going to give you these trades.
Okay.
If they involve a bunch of trades or a bunch of picks, excuse me, unless they're notable, I'll just give you the highlighted version, okay?
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you the scrubs or anything else involved, all right? Hawks are team number one. Giannis goes to Atlanta. The Bucks get Trae Young and 4 first-round picks,
okay,
including a 26, 27, 29, and 2031 first-rounder. Would you make that move?
I'd seriously consider it because those latter half second-rounders, Giannis isn't – I don't think with Giannis, I don't think he's going to be able to be Giannis until he's like 37 or 38.
I think, oddly enough, this is the one move out of these 5 where I look at it and say I think both sides win this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Atlanta gets on the better end of this because you get Giannis.
And you get out of Trae Young.
And I think Milwaukee ends up – you get Trae Young and you get 4 first-rounders, so I think Milwaukee ends up in a pretty good spot. Milwaukee needs – they're going to need picks after Giannis. That's the reality.
Yep.
Next one is Houston. Giannis and another Antetokounmpo goes, and then you get Şengün and Fred VanVleet and a 2027 first rounder.
I mean that's in terms of like a guy that can come in and be the cornerstone of your franchise. I think Şengün is a hell of a get.
Here's where I think this one actually. I think if you're Houston, I have worries if you do this. Okay,
Durant and Antetokounmpo.
You just become really old.
Yeah,
you're a young team now, and you just become really, really old really quickly. I don't know that I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I thought the Durant trade was stupid. So I from the Milwaukee side, Şengün. Yeah, that's good.
You have the best offense in the league right now in Houston. I'm gonna roll the dice with that while getting in considerably older. I don't know that I go that way. The Knicks, Giannis. And then the Bucks get Karl Anthony Towns, and then what turns out to be 4 first-round picks.
Yeah, because I think Kat steps in. It's a good player, and 4 first-rounders is a hell lot of first-rounders.
Yeah, Kat seems like the right trade back in this. I think this one works for the Bucks side, or for the Knicks side. And it satisfies what you'd want in the Atlanta deal as well. It is what it is. All right, Spurs. Bucks get Castle, Harrison Barnes, Kelly Olynyk, and then 3 first-rounders.
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'd do that too if I was Milwaukee. I mean, I think that's a great trade.
I think Giannis and Wemby would be an awesome basketball what happens.
For 2 full years.
That's all we're going to get.
Yep.
That's it. That's all we're going to get.
Maybe three years.
But for that stretch, that is going to be how do we make this work? And we know it will, but how do we make this work? Last one is the Warriors. The Bucks get Draymond, Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and then 4 first-rounders.
I don't like any of those players.
Well, it's kind of like some of the other ones we've talked about where it's like, it's not even about the player, I guess. In this instance, it's more about the 4 first-rounders.
Yeah, but that's at least like, okay, I get Şengün. That's a good basketball player.
But then Kuminga, you get a lot of, you get to basically find out if he could be something on his own.
You mean a guy that's been kicked out of the rotation about 7 times now?
Again, you get to find out if he can, he has at certain points thrived. I would give him a chance.
The problem is he hasn't done it for a full year yet.
No, but this is the runway that he gets to have. That would be part of the idea here. Ugh. If you're Milwaukee.
Ugh.
Wouldn't those picks actually be more valuable too because of how old Steph is as well?
Yeah, like
and
these
just
could
how
actually,
close he is to retirement.
They could
at that
actually
point?
They could actually turn into something, yes. You're not wrong about that.
They could also turn into nothing. All right, I have a hypothetical trade for you. As the winter meeting's getting ready to come up here, the Guardians apparently listening to offers for Stephen Kwan.
Okay, yeah.
And they also, have you heard about this? They're really keen to upgrade their offense. But I don't remember the nerd's name, but he's a baseball writer, said Brendan Donovan.
Okay, Brendan Donovan has been in every trade proposal for the Guardians for 3 weeks now.
Lars Nootbaar and Jojo Romero.
Okay.
And you give up Parker Messick, Angel Genoa, and Matt Wilkinson, a.k.a. Tugboat!
So this is why you guys were talking about Nootbaar in the back. I said to myself, we've had the Donovan discussion for like 3 weeks. I said, I knew Nootbaar got thrown in. I didn't know if somebody was throwing that in there or you guys in the back were just throwing in there. No, it's not enough for me. No. Not enough power in any equation that we're talking about here. Donovan's going to hit you 10 home runs. Nootbaar's going to hit you 10 to 15 home runs.
Hasn't Donovan hit more than 10 home runs? Hasn't he been closer to 15 to 20? Nootbaar, you're right on,
though. I think he hit 10 last year, did he not?
But Nootbaar, you're spot on. I think
Nootbaar's 10 last year.
Nootbaar's career. What's Donovan's career high?
14 in 2024.
Oof, okay. But Nootbaar, yeah, I think Nootbaar's career high is like 15 as well. I think my bigger problem is who's going to be the righty in your lineup? Like Donovan, Nootbaar, Kwan, Nolan Jones, Bo Naylor, Kyle Manzardo, Schneeman, Valera, CDL. Like that's 9 potential left. Is David Fry going to carry the load there?
Yeah, that's Hosey? Tough. Donovan's always tricky too because he fields right-handed, but he bats left-handed, yeah. And so people always forget that. Yeah, no, it's tough.
I also just don't love the idea of
I just don't like it is the point of that.
I think the other problem is Donovan's I actually think he's a fine baseball player.
Seems perfectly Guardians, if I can say that.
If you could do a lesser trade for Newt Barr, he's a bounce-back candidate in center field. And that would make it easier to trade Stephen Kwan and maybe bring in right-hand pop with that.
I just feel like I have a lot of people that maybe aren't the level of Donovan, but like we've done this with it seems like every year for the previous 4 or 5 years, the Guardians have somebody that is like that player that plays three different positions, four different positions, doesn't hit many home runs, and is a fine baseball player, all things considered, but there's nothing truly special there.
I will say, the Guardians, in my opinion, have done a little too much of, hey, this guy's never done anything in baseball at the major league level,
yeah,
and we're just going to give him the runway to play left field.
And the problem with that is they never fix these guys.
Yes.
Like they never actually get them to a spot. This is the problem I've had with a couple of the discussions where we brought up different Guardians players or potential Guardians players. It's like we can't think of even the best version of them because the Guardians haven't shown us they get anybody to the best version of them offensively.
But I think Daniel Schneeman deserves a real chance to become the everyday second baseman. I think you give him the first 60 games of this next year to play every day. I don't know he can do it, but that guy plays hard. That guy plays good defense. He's a lefty with some pop. I think if he played every day, I think he could be a 20 home run hitter. And honestly, I just think he's the kind of guy you got to reward. That is a fringy prospect who has turned into a really good platoon player. And I love the grit, man. I do.
I like Schneeman. I like watching him play. Yeah. He's a fun player.
And he'd be a really good. He is a really good second baseman.
Omaha. All right. Ole Miss AD Keith Carter is disputing several claims by Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's been on this tour, basically saying that his version of the exit to LSU is way different than what Keith Carter is saying it is. Carter says that when Kiffin announced. A lot of things publicly that are totally inaccurate or totally aren't accurate. One of those, though, is the idea that he would be able to play in the college football or coach in the college football playoff. Whereas Keith Carter's like, no, that was never an option. That's not, we never discussed that. That was never on the table. And I don't know why Lane, when we first talked about this 4 weeks ago, it was never something that could have legitimately been on the table anyway. They did discuss if they made it to the SEC title game, whether or not he could coach that. But he says ultimately he wouldn't have let him do that either.
I just think, for all this stuff about what a loudmouth Lane is and what a troll is, Ole Miss won't shut the hell up about Lane Kiffin either.
I think they understand their moment in the spotlight is fading.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what a tension, use whatever word you want after that to be. We've used a lot of them this week. Uh-huh. I didn't realize what a tension people they were.
Yeah. And I don't really care for this Keith Carter guy. Listen, if the locker room didn't want Lane to coach in the playoffs...
Is it the double first name that's throwing you off?
It's not great. Also, his name's Keith Carter. He just seems like a guy I wouldn't care for. Right?
Like name alone?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just seems like a sim name. It's not a real name.
Yeah.
Madden created this name.
Now, Kevin Carter...
This is a make-a-player name.
That's a real football player. That's a real man. Keith Carter?
Joe Carter. Real baseball player.
I wouldn't let Keith Carter do my taxes. My taxes really aren't that complicated.
I'm not that picky.
Yeah.
I'm not that picky.
I don't
with my
make
tax
that much
guy.
Money, and I pay a lot of taxes.
I'm
it's
not
okay.
that picky with my tax guy.
That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Joshua Perry, NBC Sports college football analyst, will talk Ohio State, Indiana. We'll also talk the big conference title weekend ahead in the coaching market in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.